going to say that something's just a short distance over there, I might say, oh, it's just a
little way.
But if it were long distance, I might say it's a
long way.
Would you ever say anything else? Would you ever say a short piece, a far piece?
Well, no, I don't ever. Well, I've heard that.
You've heard it?
Yes.
But you never would say it. You just say it's a little way.
Yeah.
Okay. If something is not difficult to find, you might say, oh, you can buy that
anywhere.
If someone were walking along and they stumbled and fell and they didn't fall onto their back, they fell onto their face, you might say he fell
forward.
But if he fell onto his back, he fell
back.
I might say, are there any apples left? And you'd say, no.
They're all gone.
Okay, and if you want to say, after I said, are there any apples left? And you want to say, no, and tell me that there were not any apples left. And you want to tell me that there was not even one apple left. You might say, no.
They're all gone.
Okay, would you ever say, not a one? Would you ever say,
yeah,
no, not a one?
Yeah.
How would you say it? If I said, are there any apples left?
No, not a one.
Would you say, ever say, never a one, ne'er a one, nary a one?
Well, you could, but I don't ever.
You don't ever, but you've heard that.
I've heard that.
Okay. He said he was sorry to have broken your rake. And you might say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
No way.
Okay. I might say, did he give you any? And you'd say, no, he didn't give me
anything.
I might say, that boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. If I want to say that it's very likely that he'll get into trouble if he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble
later.
Okay, would you ever say, he'll have his trouble probably? Or would you say, like as not?
Yeah.
What would you probably say? If I said, that boy is spoiled and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Like as not.
That's the most comfortable thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrows.
All right. If I wanted to get the land ready to plant and I had to get the trees and everything off with the bushes and the weeds, I might say, this week we
cleared the land.
And last week we, using the same word, last week we
cleared the land.
What would you call, how would you fill in this sentence? We raised a big blank wheat.
Crop.
What would you call the second cutting of clover or grass or something? Do you have a word the second time you cut it?
This is the second cutting of the clover.
Do you have any other word that you'd use? Have you ever heard of the word aftermath?
Yes, I've heard that, but not cut.
What has it used?
Well, aftermath is used in a lot of different ways, but not, I never did hear it in cutting wheat or, hay.
Uh-huh.
No way.